This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. According to the latest tally by Johns Hopkins University, the number of coronavirus-related deaths in the U.S. is approaching 20,000, while the number of infections nears 505,000. The U.S. has led the world in the number of infections since the end of March. With more than a third of all officially declared cases globally, it threatens to overtake Europe, which has recorded more than 850,000 cases. There are approximately 1.7 million confirmed cases worldwide, with approximately 103,000 deaths. U.S. President Donald Trump on Friday said he thinks the United States will lose fewer than the 100,000 lives initially projected to the coronavirus and suggested the country is nearing its peak infection rate. At a White House briefing, Mr. Trump said the number of new coronavirus cases in the United States is flattening and said the situation in New Orleans, Louisiana, and Detroit, Michigan are stabilizing. The president said that there were signs the aggressive social distancing and stay-at-home measures taken to combat the coronavirus were showing signs of success, even as leaders cautioned the faithful not to gather in churches on the Easter Sunday holiday. Officials have pointed to declining rates of coronavirus hospitalizations and need for intensive care in hard-hit New York as signs that social distancing measures are paying off. Unable to strike a deal alone, the Trump administration and congressional leaders are poised to launch new bipartisan talks on a fresh coronavirus aid package with hopes for action as soon as next week. Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says he spoke Friday to Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, and the Trump administration has agreed to pursue bipartisan negotiations on an interim bill to replenish a $350 billion paycheck protection program for businesses. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News.